Chapter 10. The increase of Big Brother cities and streets. The third type of Big Brother surveillance system they've already put into place is the camera system. That's right, we're now talking about the Big Brother eye on the ground that's watching us as well, all the time, 24/7. Believe it or not, they're not only storing a massive amount of database information on us right now as we speak and monitoring our every move with cameras from above, but now even cameras down below. And I mean everywhere. And I believe it's the same kind of secretive behavior the Bible says the Antichrist is going to use in the last days. In fact, the Bible says it's already at work behind the scenes. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
2 Thessalonians 2:1-8. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
So here we see the Apostle Paul comforting the Thessalonians from a misconception going around apparently at that time by some false teachers saying these Christians miss the rapture. That the day of the Lord had already come, which starts at the 7-year tribulation. But Paul says no. Christians are not going to be around during the 7-year tribulation and he's emphatic about it. He says the day of the Lord does not come until the rebellion occurs and the Antichrist is revealed, which happens the moment he makes a covenant with the Jewish people, the very event that starts the 7-year tribulation, Daniel 9:27. That's why he says, don't be deceived. Don't you remember I already told you this? Why are you falling for this? Hello? You can't be there. Christians are nowhere around in the 7-year tribulation. We leave prior at the rapture. So, don't freak out and listen to these false teachers. But he does mention something about the Antichrist that is already here right now today. And that's the phrase, the secret power of lawlessness of the Antichrist, is already at work. In other words, the wicked intent of the Antichrist to overthrow God in the future, during the 7-year tribulation, is already here. The machinery is already being put into place. Now, the embodiment of the Antichrist hasn't come yet, as he says, but the machinery behind the scenes, if you will, is being built as we speak. And I believe the key word there is secret power. It's the Greek word, mysterion, which means, a secret or something hidden from us. And believe it or not, much of this Antichrist Big Brother global monitoring system is doing just that. It's being secretly worked on behind the scenes and hidden from us, secretly being put into play and monitoring us. Again, not just Big Brother eye in the sky with satellites, but the Big Brother eye on the ground with cameras. It's called CCTV, which you might as well call it Antichrist TV, but it's the term they use to speak of the constant non-stop 24/7 video monitoring of us or video surveillance of you and I whether we realize it or not. Why? Well, thanks in part to executive orders, under the guise of terrorism and other so-called bad guy reasons, the government now has full authority to utilize all kinds of new surveillance technology on us. Not a foreign entity, us. And one of the biggest ways they're doing that is by installing cameras literally wherever we go. And I mean everywhere. And the first way they're doing that is in cities. Whether you realize it or not, right now, cities across the world are secretly being monitored with video cameras watching our every move, starting with the UK. Right now, in the UK, there are around 6 million cameras in the government, private sector, businesses, you name it, they're everywhere. ATMs, elevators, hospital rooms, hotel rooms, just about everywhere you can think of. It's called a virtual surveillance canopy and it's pretty much common knowledge to the average Briton. One person said this.
So dense is the network that in many urban areas people may be monitored from the moment they step out of their front door and be kept under observation on their way to work, in the office, and even in a restaurant if they choose to dine out. Over the course of a day they could be filmed by 300 cameras. The latest figures show that, in cities, people are captured on film at least once every 5 minutes.
In fact, this system has been in place for so long and the people have rolled over and accepted it, that now they want to take it to the next level and now even monitor your every move, including other forms of media.
RT News reports. Did you ever feel like someone's watching you? Well, if you are a UK citizen, the government is attempting to step up its public surveillance policy and snooping on your own personal emails. Despite CCTV cameras already a major fact in UK life there, it now plans to store personal data, including information from social networking. Soon you could be watched everywhere you go in the UK, even where the camera can't see you. All your emails, texts, and phone calls will be monitored under a new terrorist spy plan. The government will know which websites you visit, and it will even sneak on your private Facebook messages. No matter who you are, all your personal data will be stored for a year in a massive surveillance Operation Privacy campaign. Britain is already one of the most watched societies in the world. Now the government wants to monitor all communication as well, including social media. Taking surveillance to a level never seen before. The government will know exactly who you speak to, when you do it, and where you are. Security services will have real-time access at the click of a button. Secretly living your life with you.
Well, that's exciting. Talk about a rat in a cage. What did he say? Secretly, there's your word again, living your life with you? But at first you accepted cameras, did you really think it was going to stop there? Not even close. You opened up Pandora's box. Or should I say Big Brother box? But hey, maybe that's just the UK. I mean, surely, that would never happen here in the US, would it? I mean, we love freedom. Well, guess what? It's already here. The UK has an estimated 6 million cameras, we have an estimated 30 million cameras, shooting 4 billion hours of footage a week. Americans are being watched, all of us, almost everywhere. That's from Scientific American. Why? Following the September 11th attacks, the use of video surveillance in public places became more common to deter future terrorist attacks. How? Under the Homeland Security Grant Program, government grants were made available to cities to install surveillance camera networks. In other words, we're paying for it in virtually every major city in the US, and the biggest one so far is Chicago. Their homeland security system is called Operation Virtual Shield.
AP News reports, watchful police cameras like these have some people thinking Big Brother. Edwin Juncker, American Civil Liberties Union, you have the right to privacy in that you have the right to not have government watch what you do. AP News reports, to others it's a dazzling new crime-fighting tool. No city in America has a surveillance system this vast and sophisticated as the one here in Chicago. Cameras, big and small, seem to be almost everywhere. The footage is watched around the clock at the city command center. Police, fire and people on the lookout for threats of terrorism. Hundreds of privately owned cameras on office buildings, shops, and restaurants are also looped into the system. Now more cameras are going in. Police say, so-called covert cameras may be next, as small as a box of matches. Edwin Juncker, and here is the amazing thing. Citizens of the city of Chicago have never got a chance to vote on it, any of this.
In other words, it's being done behind the scenes in secret. There's your word again, and notice it wasn't just cameras everywhere, small or big, but they even tap into existing cameras from businesses and private entities. Who gave you that right? In fact, Chicago's Operation Virtual Shield consists of 600 miles of fiber optics stretching across the whole city, and it captures and processes camera feeds in real time, including 4,000 cameras installed in public schools alone, and at least 1,000 at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. Former mayor of Chicago Richard Daley called it the next best thing to a police officer on every corner. It's worth it. Really? What city has the worst crime rates in the whole country? Chicago. The city's overall crime rate, especially violent crime rate, is higher than the US average, and Chicago was responsible for nearly half of 2016's increase in homicides in the US, being named America's mass shooting capital. So much for working. How could that be with all these cameras? It's a bunch of baloney. These cameras are having no effect on crime, it's all about monitoring us secretly. In fact, so commonplace is this constant 24/7 video surveillance in virtually all major US cities, not just Chicago, that
whether as motorists or pedestrians,
as visitors to convenience stores, banks, ATMs or the post office, as shoppers with credit cards or telephone users, even at leisure, in parks, playgrounds and golf courses, we're constantly on candid camera. Full-time surveillance is a reality of modern life.
Yes, even here in America. All in the name of supposedly reducing crime, or terrorism, or traffic concerns, or a whole list of other supposed excuses. Millions of cameras right now are going up right here in America, and all over the world. Now the biggest one to date is China. Shocker. The communist totalitarian country, that, I believe, is a testing ground for much of the Antichrist behavior and technology we see in the 7-year tribulation, is leading the way towards a total surveillance society. China has built the largest camera surveillance system in the world. With 170 million CCTV cameras and 400 million new cameras expected to be installed in the next couple of years.
About 65% of all CCTV cameras in the world are now being installed in Asia to look at everything about its citizens. A single image is all it takes to identify someone's face, age, gender, and ethnicity.
And they're coupling it with facial recognition technology, which means, no matter where you try to run or hide, they will find you, like this reporter found out.
BBC News reports. In your face, China's all-seeing state. China is building the world's largest and most sophisticated camera surveillance system. In the city of Guiyang, the police are about to demonstrate how it works. Their vast digital catalog contains the image of every Guiyang resident. And now, one more. John Sudworth, BBC correspondent.
Well, let's see how long it takes you to find me.
Thank you very much, let's go.
Across China, cameras with artificial intelligence are in widespread use.
Some can read faces, others can estimate age, ethnicity and gender. We can match every face with an ID card and trace all our movements back 1 week in time.
We can match your face with your car, match you with your relatives and the people you're in touch with. With enough cameras, we can know who you frequently meet. John Sudworth.
Well, here we are, and I just got out of the car, close to the city center, and for the purposes of this exercise, the plan is for me to start walking in the direction of the bus station.
My image is already being flagged to the authorities as a suspect, and in theory, it should only be a matter of time. When the system recognizes a face, the control room raises the alarm. John Sudworth.
Right behind me, you can see, over my left shoulder there. Hello guys, I've been expecting you. Maybe these guys aren't in on the joke.
The exercise took just 7 minutes.
7 minutes to find somebody in a giant city with a population of about 4.5 million people. So much for running and hiding in some horrible time frame like the 7-year tribulation, from a guy named the Antichrist. That's just the cities right now. The second place they're installing Big Brother cameras on the ground right now is in streets. Right now, you can go to tons of websites to monitor traffic and monitor people, just for fun, not only here in America but around the planet. Which means for the first time in history we can monitor anyone, anywhere on the planet, whether they realize it or not. And if you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. This week, again, I was on this website called EarthCam, again just one of many like it. I was hopping all over the world with the click of a mouse, watching people live, and it wasn't just video footage, it was audio.
Alright, here we are at EarthCam, and this is just one of many sites that you can visit and tap into just about any place around the world. Let me give you a little tour here. This is in Dublin outside of a pub. And what you need to understand is that this is not just video, this is live, and if you turn up the volume you hear these people. This is audio. These people we are watching in Ireland have no clue that they are being monitored and listened to. In fact, you can not only listen to them, but you can zoom in. To get a closer look, you can pan to the left or pan to the right, and on it goes. These people have no idea they are being watched. In America, this is Times Square. Let's check it out and see what these people are doing. It's daytime there, and again, notice it's not just video, it's audio that you can listen to as well. But hey, something more tropical. This is the Aruba Cam. Looks like the tourists stayed up too late last night and they are still sleeping. How about Niagara Falls? I used to live there, but hey, I don't have to live there anymore. I can just go on the EarthCam, type in their live and see what they are doing anytime I want. How about Hollywood? If you don't get a chance to go there, just tap into the webcam and check it out, see how they are doing. But again, What I wanted to show you, it's not just the populated places around the planet. It literally is in the little tiny places. Here's a live camera from Enid, Oklahoma. Look at this, these people have no clue we are watching them. And again, it's not just video, it's audio. They are being monitored and they have no clue. Here we have Hayden, Kentucky, and that guy in the red truck has no clue they are being watched from Las Vegas. This one really got to me. This is in North Dakota. There's not much action there, as you can tell, they still have their Christmas lights up. But if you've ever lived in a small town, they stay up there all year around. The person backing out the white car there has no idea they are being watched. I'm telling you, this is anywhere, everywhere around the world. We are just barely scraping the surface.
Now that's not just freaky, but I'm sitting there watching and listening to people live from around the world, and I was wondering, gee, I wonder if those people walking by on the streets have any idea that a pastor from Las Vegas is watching them in his office. But that's not all. Do a web search for traffic cams or online traffic cameras, and you'll see just about every street around the world is being monitored and watched. But just for traffic, right? It's to help improve the traffic. Wrong. Let's go back to Chicago. They're using their traffic cams to not only watch all cars but watch and zoom in on people. And they admit it.
Al Jazeera reports, in the Windy City, Big Brother is busier than ever. Chicago's traffic cameras are now doing double duty. Catching red light runners and performing surveillance. Ed Yonker, American Civil Liberties Union, what we don't know is, are we tracking a terrorist or are we just tracking someone else? Are we tracking someone that we don't like because of their political views? John Hendra, Chicago's traffic cameras are nothing new. For years you could walk from one end of downtown to the other without ever being out of range. What's new with the new cameras is they can pivot to follow an individual or zoom in for a positive ID.
In other words, have fun trying to run and hide. But that's not all. They've also turned the light posts on the streets into Big Brother viewing and listening devices. They're called smart streets or IntelliStreets. And as I've said before, anytime you see the word smart in front of something, just supplant it for what it is, it means Big Brother, because that's what it is. But these Big Brother light posts not only emit light, but they've got cameras and intercoms and speakers to warn people of inappropriate behavior and to give public service announcements, all kinds of stuff. So, imagine walking down the street and hearing all of a sudden, hey, stop that. Knock it off. We see you. Or, stay tuned for this very important public service announcement and then a video starts playing from a light post. It's not only crazy, it's already being done here in Las Vegas.
NBC3 News reports, if you have paid attention to all the downtown redevelopment over the past few years, you know a lot of progress has been made. One more upgrade currently in the works is a brand new street lighting system. The lights are capable of all sorts of fancy features, and they may save the city money. But there is a concern. Gerard Hamalio joins us for this special report. Gerard, these new streetlights are also capable of recording not only video but sound. Gerard Hamalio, it's amazing. They are also adaptable, and the streetlights are being tested in Las Vegas and they could soon be positioned throughout the city. Neil Rolader, Las Vegas Public Works, we wanted to develop more than just the streetlight, we want to develop an experience for the people that come downtown. Gerard Hamalio, Neil Rolader is with the City of Las Vegas Public Works Department. His latest project involves the testing of a new streetlight system called IntelliStreets. They look like ordinary street poles. Neil Rolader, we have one here on Main Street and another two over here at the traffic signal. Gerard Hamalio, but they are actually capable of a wide variety of features. Illuminating Concepts, the company that is behind IntelliStreets is based in Philadelphia. Illuminating Concepts, the IntelliStreet processors store and analyze data, soundtracks, announcements, commercials and video files. Gerard Hamalio, according to their own marketing video, the lights they manufacture are adaptable, capable of adding cameras for surveillance, security and even recording devices. Yes, these same streetlights being tested in Las Vegas could someday be set up to record conversations of everyday passers-by. Another big concern here is these systems run on wireless technology. Wi-Fi, of course, is something that could be hacked.
Oh. Which means, someone can hack into the whole system and hijack it for some nefarious purpose, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But notice this is all being done in secret whether you want it or not. But speaking of being listened to, they've not only installed hidden microphones on these street lamps, but just about every corner you can think of just to make sure we're watched and listened to at all times.
KPIX 5 News reports, we are exposing a new surveillance program operating all around the Bay Area. Federal agents planting microphones that secretly record conversations. Jackie Ward is at the courthouse. Jackie, can they do that? Jackie Ward, yes they can, and that may surprise you. Imagine standing at that very bus stop having a conversation with your friend, and having no idea that your conversation was being recorded. It happens all the time, and the FBI said that they don't even need a warrant to do it. Man on the street, they put microphones under rocks, they put microphones in trees, they plant microphones in equipment. I mean, there are microphones planted in places that people don't think about because that's the intent.
In other words, it's being done in secret, there's that word again. But notice it's everywhere. Microphones not only on street lamps but on rocks, trees, equipment, basically everything else on the street where you walk. And again, they're doing this all over. They've already installed hidden microphones on utility poles and rooftops in most major cities across the US to monitor strange noises or gunshots for our supposed protection. And what's concerning about all this technology is it's not only being done, and done around the whole world, but it's being done in secret, which is exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. The secret power of lawlessness is already at work. The Antichrist is working to create his big brother surveillance society that he needs in the 7-year tribulation right now before our very eyes. And speaking of which, lest you think he won't be able to tap into the whole system and use it for his nefarious purposes, they already admit it's all being tied together.
W News reports, surveillance cameras, car cameras, cell phone cameras. They record countless hours of video, huge amounts of data. Much of it ends up on servers. Zheng Neg Huang, professor, all this information, how are they going to take advantage of it? W News reports, now, University of Washington researcher, Zheng Neg Huang, has developed a way to tap this resource. Huang can track individuals as they are recorded on unrelated cameras. Then even with variation of color, angle, and lighting, they can follow a subject across cameras. Stacy Sakamoto, University of Washington, with this new technology anyone searching the videos would be able to spot me and as I move from camera to camera to camera.
Not in China, but in the United States. And notice it wasn't just CCTV cameras, but cameras in your car, cameras in your cell phone, basically any camera. All being tapped into to create a seamless net for anyone, someone, to hijack and utilize for some nefarious purposes just in time for the 7-year tribulation. I wonder who that will be? Rhymes with the Antichrist. Good answer. In fact, speaking of the Antichrist, I wonder if this is how he will also make his global announcement that he's God and people are to worship him. Maybe he'll just tap into this giant global video system and make a global announcement and then watch to see if people obey him. And thanks to Obama, he already pushed for that when he was in office.
Fox News reports, President Obama may soon have the ability to speak to everyone in our country with just the flip of a switch. Today, the FCC will propose an overhaul to the emergency alert system. The president will be able to appear on every television channel immediately. Right now, if the president wants to address the nation, he has to get in touch with each local broadcaster and they have to agree to pick up the message. The new system will cost between $7 and $13 million, so they wouldn't have to ask, we wouldn't have to agree to it, it would be put up any time he would agree to it. So, if he wants to talk about immigration reform, he would just have to flip the switch on all the channels, including the Food Network. If it was considered an emergency, yes.
Wow. So, if some global figure wanted to make some global announcement like he's God, worship me, he can do it. He can tap into the global video system and do it with the flip of a switch, for the first time in the history of mankind, not to mention see who obeys the announcement as well. Folks, we are that close. And this is precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now, because this monitoring system of the Antichrist is not going to lead to a life of good times and personal safety, but a system that allows him to monitor your every move. And if you don't obey, you die. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?